The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Éireann Rud Éireann has announced the building of 4 new train stations to welcome the arrival of the long-awaited Navan to Dublin Railway. Joining me to discuss this are Pat O'Tobin, leader of AIN2, and Brian Caulfield, professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. And look, Pat, to come to you first, Meath, it has the longest, I think, commuter journeys in the country. It has the greatest number of people who are travelling over an hour every single day to and from work. How much of a difference could this make?
Yeah, there's tens of thousands of people in Meath living in a commuter hell at the moment. And, you know, it's costing family time, it's costing the pocket, it's costing the environment. Even communities are finding it hard to get, you know, coaches and trainers and volunteers because people are so late getting home and so tired getting home from work on a daily basis. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that it's actually chugging up the M50 as well, and it's adding to congestion in the city centre. So, you know, first of all, I would say we've been promised this since 1994, and the earliest date that we can expect this is still about 2036, which means that if a person started work when it was initially announced, they'll be drawing the pension by the time it's actually delivered. So there's still a lot of cynicism in Meath in terms of whether or not this is going to be delivered on time. But if it is, and today is an important day, if it is delivered on time, it would make an enormous difference. It'd be transformative for the county and for the tens of thousands of workers in Meath.
Is a 1 hour journey time, which is what they predict it would take to get from Meath to Connolly here in Dublin, is that enough, do you think, of a saving to convince people to leave their car at home?
Yeah, so on average now, I would say it's easily a 2 hour return trip to the likes of Navan. If you're talking about the west of the county, it's a 3 hour. And if there's a snarl up anywhere in the system, it can take 4 hours to get back and forth to work. And if this is built, first of all, obviously it'll introduce Connolly within an hour. But, you know, people will be able to change at the Lewis and get to other parts of the city as well in the future, if and when this happens. So this will be definitely transformative, and not just for the existing people in Meath. I think the development in Meath will significantly increase then as a result, because it then becomes within an hour commute from Dublin, and many more people will be moving to the likes of Navan, Trim, Kells and Athboy.
Yeah, and we see other new stations proposed for Dunshaughlin, for Kilmessham. Do you think that would really reshape, I suppose, towns like that over the next decade?
There's no doubt it'll make a significant difference. And what's planned here is very positive, there's no doubt, but there's still a large number of steps to be taken. So right now there's no construction date, there's no money ring fence for this project, and you know there's no settled route. So we still have to go through a preliminary design, a business case, an environmental impact assessment report. A planning commission still has to be settled upon. It has to get through on Commission Plan Ola, which there could be a judicial review, which we know how detrimental they can be sometimes to these types of projects. And then it needs to be procured and designed. And unfortunately, this government does not have a good record on either of those two issues. We have the slowest procurement process in the European Union at the moment. So there's many a slip between the cup and the lip here yet. Before this actually gets built.
I want to bring in Brian Caulfield, because the timing of all of this is always crucial, as it is with so many of our infrastructure projects, notwithstanding with the cost, and we'll get to that in a moment. It's anticipated that a planning application, a railway order for this new line, will be lodged in 2028, and that construction could begin by 2030 with delivery by 2036. Realistic?
I think it is realistic. If we have all the money in the world and we have all the workers in the world to work on this project, yes, of course, it's realistic. And it is ambitious. And it is, as the deputy mentioned, one of many projects that we've talked about for decades that are no-brainers that just need to happen. But what I would draw a comparison to would be Dart South West. That has been through all of the steps that the deputy just mentioned in terms of planning. It has full planning permission. It sits on multiple housing developments, and that is ready to go. It's shovel ready, but it's not in the NDP. So something similar could happen to the Navan line, that we get to, we do all of the planning, we do all of the engineering on it, and I can count about 10, 20 reports that have been written on the Navan line. We know it's a no-brainer. We could end up in the same place if the money isn't ring-fenced for this project to happen.
So for you, is the greatest danger the money aspect of this, the planning aspect of this?
I think we can get through the planning. We've seen that with the two other Dart lines, and that's what this is going to be called. It will be a Dart line to Navan. So those two other Dart lines have gotten through planning permission. The thing I suppose that I would worry about is the capacity for us to be able to deliver. In that 2036 timeline, we're talking about delivering a Lewis extension to Finglas, a metro system for the city, a Lewis extension to Poole Beg, a Lewis in Cork, this, that, and all of these other projects. So the capacity for us to be able to deliver it is something that I would be a little bit concerned about.
Yeah, and we saw that, didn't we, with the warning from the NTA last week that the skilled shortage in this country is going to make it extremely difficult for them to deliver all of their transport infrastructure.
Exactly. And the only thing that's happening with us not being delivering this, and as the deputy said, the first plans of this were back in the 90s, is that we're losing the economic benefits of not having these projects put in place. And the other thing that we're going up against is that when this project was first announced, I think they expected it to cost about 1.5 billion. The last cost I saw mentioned in the media was in 2024 of a 3 billion euro price tag. So that's only going to go increase as we get towards the end of the decade.
Up to what, do you think?
You can't imagine it would be that much more than that kind of price tag, because it's a 34-kilometre rail line. It's relatively going through relatively easy parts to engineer and to construct and design. But 3 billion compared to what it would have been in the 90s, which we're probably talking maybe maximum 100 million. It shows the cost of inaction, and it shows what happens when we don't invest in a timely manner. And then we have the things like we heard there about the M50 being clogged up. And we get to the point that we're at a log jam and there is such congestion in the system. And on the opposite side of that, you have all of these projects that we're announcing almost weekly. It's the delivery. I believe in the projects when they're signed off, there's a consultant engineer there that's going to start construction. That's when, I suppose, the people of Navan and any of these other projects that are talked about can actually have, you know, a peace of mind that it's going to happen.
To bring you back in, Pater, and I'd say people in Navan at this stage actually want to see boots in the ground, shovels in the ground. In fact, they possibly want to be clicking their passes and getting on the train before they'll actually really believe that it has happened. But there will be listeners this evening saying 3 billion for 34 kilometres of track. Is that actually good value for money? Is it right to spend so much on just one line when there are so many demands right around the country?
Yeah, Brian may be correct in this, but I did question Éireann Róid Éireann on this today, and they indicated to me that they still expect to build it between 1.5 and 2 billion euros. So listen, it would be a foolish person to bet on a government coming in budget in this country at the moment. But we do have a problem. Like, the government's handling of these projects are very, very slow. So we have the slowest planning, permitting, licensing, tendering, procurement and judicial review systems in the whole of the European Union at the moment. Remember, there was a rail line built here originally in the 1860s, and it was built in 3 years with picks and shovels. And we're already talking about this for over 20 years in its development.
But like, to be fair, there has been legislation introduced over the term of this government to try and speed up the delivery of these infrastructure projects.
There is one piece of legislation called the Critical Infrastructural Bill, and in fairness, you know, we voted for that. But it remains to be seen, will these types of projects be included in the Critical Infrastructural Bill? And we actually asked for it yesterday to be included, and the Taoiseach hasn't given us a yay or nay on it as of yet. So, you know, and Brian is right, like, you know, the reason why the original project was stopped because it was the economic crash back in 2008, 2011, and there could well be an economic wobble between now and 2036. So it is absolutely crucial that the government commits to a ring-fenced budget for this now, and as soon as they can, that they include a start date for this project. Because unless you have those two items, you're still talking about something that can be changed in the future. And the level of hardship, it's hard to actually quantify this. Like, you know, there's an increase in anxiety I've noticed in County Meath amongst children in recent times. And I've no doubt just that simple thing that, you know, children not seeing their parents from maybe 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, where parents have to squeeze in their whole, you know, parenting experiencing it 20 minutes before they put their kids to bed. All of that is a negative result that's coming from this commuter hell that so many people are forced to live in. And, you know, that's why it's so important on the human basis and on a financial basis and on an environmental basis that this is expedited.
I'm just looking at some texts coming in here on 087-1400-106. It would dramatically change my life if this train happened. I spend €280 per month on parking, almost €300 a month on diesel and tolls, all to just get to work. The government need to make this happen. Is there a danger, Brian, that if this line opens as planned, that it will, yes, genuinely transform commuting for some in the region, but demand will have already outgrown the system by the time it actually gets up to opening?
Piece of rail infrastructure that we opened in the country was the Lewis system in Dublin. And we saw initially, as soon as that was opened, that it was oversubscribed. That probably will happen with the Navan line. But there's ways in which, at the moment, they're saying that there will be four trains an hour at the peak. There's ways in which we can extend the carriages, and there's ways in which we can increase the capacity on the line. And one thing I would say as well, there's a piece of rail infrastructure that's currently under construction in Ireland, where it's about to finish, is the rail line out to Foynes, which is going to connect freight. And that's about the same length as the line that we're talking about here. And that was done in 3.5 years. So there's a will, there's a way, and we could deliver it in that kind of time frame.
Okay, Pat Urtubin, leader of N2, and Brian Caulfield, professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Thanks so much for speaking to us on that. The only mode of transport I'll be on will be the stairway to heaven, says Johnny in Navan. There's no way I'll see this in my lifetime. So plenty of cynicism still out there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.